Renters at Oxford Mills will be surrounded by the past. Developer Greg Hill kept the old brick walls and worn wooden floors that date back to the late 1800s.
This was the Quaker City Dye Works. It ultimately became the Pieri Lamp Factory. So when we took over, there were literally tens of thousands of light fixtures in varying stages of construction throughout the facility.
All those light fixtures have been replaced by construction workers. While they're putting the finishing touches on the housing complex, Hill says he wanted to maintain the building's industrial heritage.
We love the exposed brick, the heavy timbers. As you can see, these wood floors have about a century of heavy industrial use, and rather than completely sand them smooth, we've tried to retain a lot of the original texture, and that's really the charm of these buildings. We're not trying to take an old factory building and create a suburban garden apartment.
This beautiful old structure will house the Education Experiment at Front and Oxford Streets. The brick buildings include more than 100 apartments. There's also 40,000 square feet of office space, which will be filled by education nonprofits, including Teach for America's regional headquarters. Colleen Hyben says it would have been great to have colleagues next door when she worked at a North Philly charter school.
It was so difficult from a behavioral standpoint, and I didn't have people to turn to that could help me brainstorm different problems or help me to recognize that, you know, the things that weren't going right could be solved.
This fall, Hyben will be commuting from her one-bedroom apartment at Oxford Mills to a charter elementary school in South Philadelphia.
While teaching is so incredibly rewarding and you get so much from it, it can also be horrifyingly difficult.
Teachers who live here get more than just neighbors who understand their pain. Developer Greg Hill says they get a 25% discount on rent, too, which means a two-bedroom unit would cost a teacher $1,500, while a teacher could get a one-bedroom apartment for less than $1,000 a month. Hill says that offer is good for all teachers, whether they're at a private, parochial, charter, or traditional public school. Katie Ockletree will be teaching special education in a Philadelphia school this coming year. Ockletree says it was the combination of reduced rent and having colleagues she can bounce ideas off of that really sold her on moving to Oxford Mills from Exton in Chester County.
All being in one complex where we all have the opportunity to interact in public spaces is such a fantastic opportunity that no other building offers in Philadelphia.
The developers of Oxford Mills believe the Philly Project and two other similar ones in Baltimore are the only teacher-specific housing complexes in the U.S. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.